Wolves now have a larger territory in our region. Colorado has started releasing wolves along the western slope. It's part of a voter-approved reintroduction plan, but some area residents are worried about the impact. KUNC's Scott France reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The guard dogs on Joe Stanko's ranch in northwest Colorado sprint down a dirt road at the first sniff of a stranger. I haven't even stepped out of Stanko's car before one of them jumps inside to investigate.
Hey, get out of my car!
Get out of the car.
Sit. No. No.
Gizmo, the herding dog, has left muddy paw prints all over the leather seats.
He just jumped right in.
Oh yeah, she does. She thinks all vehicles are hers.
I step outside and another dog is staring up at me.
Yeah, I know.
This is Kaiba, and she scares off coyotes, the four-legged canines that presently threaten livestock. After a few seconds and dozens of sniffs, Kaiba confirms I'm not a coyote and returns to check on the livestock. These dogs are about to become even more critical for the Stankos and the dozens of hens, pigs, and cows who live on this 2,000-acre ranch just west of Steamboat Springs. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is releasing the pack of wolves from Oregon, as close as 100 miles away from here. And this voter-mandated reintroduction has been making the Stankos and other livestock producers anxious.
I don't think that I know of any ranchers that are anticipating the reintroduction of wolves like they're anticipating Christmas.
Here in Rout County, 60% of voters opposed bringing wolves back, while some ranchers spent the last 4 years at the State House lobbying to delay or block this month's release day, the Stankos quickly decided to look forward. They went dog shopping. Enter Samson. He's an 11-week-old Turkish Boz that will soon weigh 200 pounds. Even his ears have been cropped to give a wolf one less thing to grab onto.
He's pretty fearless, which is, I'm kind of surprised for a puppy. That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Jan Stanko is Joe's daughter-in-law, and she's in charge of shoring up the wolf defense system on the ranch, which has been in the family for more than a century. She says Samson's training is going well, and the idea is to have the bigger dogs deter any wolf from even coming onto the property.
They're definitely not the answer to everything, because really it takes about 2 years for them to get big enough to be a deterrent against a predator.
The sun is starting to set, and Joe Stanko takes me in an ATV to a large field where her cows are ready for dinner. The herd quickly surrounds us, expecting treats.
We forgot to bring cookies. Go away, you guys.
Instead, they settle for licking my microphone.
No cookies.
This is what's at stake, right?
Like, right. Literally, are you being funny?
I did not mean to. But yeah, I mean, what?
Yeah, this is what's at stake. These are the animals that, if they're attacked by wolves, it's.
Stanko says the ranch runs on tight financial margins, and even though Colorado will pay up to $15,000 for each cow killed by a wolf, it doesn't replace everything.
You can't just go out and buy another cow that can survive and actually gain weight or grow babies on the same property. There's genetics and temperament.
People to the south who live even closer to the wolf drop zone have other concerns.
This is just another predator now. So another thing to watch out for with children and small animals.
Lisa Langer is the tourism director for the city of Glenwood Springs. It's a mountain town known for its rejuvenating hot springs. It's also right next to one place the state says it might release the first pack of wolves. Could that benefit a town that relies on tourism?
No, I don't think the wolf introduction will be a boon to tourism. I think that it may be a detriment in some ways.
But almost every Colorado mountain town has wildlife viewing in their marketing ads. Their shops are full of t-shirts with bears and moose on them. How could wolves not be a tourism boon?
They're talking about a herd of elk at a distance, the bighorn sheep on the mountainside. I mean, those are all things that are beautiful to view at a distance. I think it's going to be harder to see where the wolves are.
Langer says wolves might actually scare some tourists, so she says she won't put them on marketing brochures. On the other side of Colorado's continental divide, Rob Edward isn't feeling anxious about wolves. The Lafayette resident has been leading efforts for the last quarter century to bring them back here, and he's already planning a trip to try and find one.
It's a manifestation of my life's work, and I feel extremely fortunate to have spent my life doing something that culminates in the world being a better place.
When the wolves take their first steps out of their cages this month, Edward has a good idea of what they'll do next. Studies of wolves released in Yellowstone showed they moved an average of 50 miles in a matter of months.
They're going to try to get away from all the hubbub as quickly as possible. Hopefully they will keep tabs on each other and, you know, travel together and ultimately mate, and maybe even by this spring we could have pups on the ground.
But Edward has studied wolf behavior long enough to know that not everyone will be thrilled with what happens next.
There's going to be livestock depredation. There's going to be some folks who get ticked off because they just don't want it to happen.
Back on the Stanko Ranch near Steamboat Springs, Jo Stanko is continuing her preparations. She's considering purchasing trail cameras. She's also coming to terms with the uncertainty of it all.
Wolves are going to do what wolves are going to do.
But the Stankos are making allies. They're building relationships with the people like Rob Edward, who fought to bring the predators back here. Last year, the Stankos invited 36 wolf advocates to their ranch to mingle at an informal summit.
We're both highly involved in environmental issues, and we want what's best for the environment. We just have had a disagreement on how to do it. In fact, I think we're doing it better than the Democrats and the Republicans in the legislature.
Stanko says the relationships she's building with wolf advocates will help both sides come together if any issues emerge in the coming months. She's also got a bigger dog pack now, keeping tabs on the ranch. I'm Scott Franz in Rout County, Colorado.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.